That was bad.
Take one. It's okay. It's the first time you read it.
Try again.
I'm not like playing cards. It makes it sound like old people. Maybe just playing games.
Okay.
All right. Hello, we are the Funks, and welcome to Funk Travels Podcast.
I'm Jason.
And together we believe in intentional dreaming for international living. But for now, we enjoy our small town Iowan life, playing games and cooking foods of all types.
Most of all, we enjoy traveling to new places. And as we plan to move overseas one day, we hope to use this time to share our transition and experiences along the way.
Awesome. Well, in today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about why we are starting the podcast and who it's for.
Yeah. So who is it for?
Well, we have a few people that it's in mind. I guess we maybe should talk about who we are first.
That is what the notes say, huh?
Do you want to start or do you want me to go?
This is your idea, so you can go first.
I'm Katie, and I work full-time at International Programs Office.
Don't touch the table.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes loud noises. Okay.
So, who are we? I should go first. What? This is terrible, isn't it?
This is going to take a lot of editing.
Yeah, but this is our first time.
It is.
Maybe we'll get better. That was just a nod. It wasn't even like a hopeful nod.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get better.
Okay. Cool, so a little bit about me. I'm Katie, and I work in International Programs Office at a university nearby. I develop study abroad programs, which is a pretty amazing thing to do.
My name is Jason, and I
Now look who's messing up.
My name is Jason, and I am a software consultant for a software company that I founded a couple years ago, and I married Katie.
That's cool. What kind of software stuff do you do?
I mostly do like web application development and helping businesses develop software.
What's your most favorite project that you have right now?
Pass.
No, I know what it is.
What?
Why don't you say it?
Which one? Oh, my mobile mess cleanups?
Yes.
I'm working on making a service to help e-commerce companies perform better on mobile devices.
That's a lot of big words. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that wasn't a plug for his business, but it's more or less what he enjoys doing. So he makes the big bucks, and I just get to have fun with him. So.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
What?
That part?
The yep.
Yeah.
My part?
No, me saying all that. Cool. So us together, we've been married for 2 years, like you said.
Almost 2 years.
Almost. Yep. March 22nd, 2014, we got married. For some reason, I always struggle with it. Is it the 22nd? Is it the 21st? But it's the 22nd.
Always has been.
Yep. Almost 2 years ago. I'm from Louisiana originally.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason is from?
Iowa.
And we met in?
Turkey.
Turkey. Good. Thanks for humoring me on that. We met in Turkey 2009. Obviously, we were not very good with dates. We'll maybe leave that for another time. But yep, we started dating maybe 4 years later, and here we are, married for almost 2 years. Kind of crazy. So, all right. So, let's move on.
What we are about.
It's more or less just talking about some of our values. We talked about who we are, kind of how we met. And then now we can maybe say a couple of things that, well, other people can identify with and either decide they like us or don't like us.
Of course they like us.
Well, maybe. I think one of the main things about us that we'll talk a lot about on the podcast, and we can talk a little bit about that later. But a core value in our life since we've been married is the desire to travel. We like to travel. We like to go new places, whether in the States or overseas. But I think we enjoy going overseas maybe a little bit more than places in the States. There tends to be a little bit more history there.
I know there are people who like to travel but don't like to leave the country. But for us, we like leaving the country. Because it has all kinds of new experiences and travels and cultures that you don't get if you don't leave your home. So
True. And on the flights, you get to watch as many movies as you want.
As many movies as you can.
As you can. You can't normally get through all of them, and you probably don't want to watch all of them. But
yeah, some are bad.
Yeah, and I tend to watch more than I probably should. But I get so excited about watching movies on long plane rides because usually I don't get to see all of them in the movie theater and then I forget about them. So
yeah,
all that to say is we enjoy traveling and embracing other cultures. That's one of our probably core values that you should know about us.
Yeah, which is kind of why our podcast is called Funk Travels.
That's right. Core line being intentional dreaming for international living.
Mm-hmm. Katie thought of that.
Isn't it great? He's smirking. Mm-hmm. Cool. So what's another value? If somebody were to just say, hey, what do you know about Jason and Katie? What are three things that they're probably known for or that you would say about them? What would be three things?
What would I say that mm-hmm. people would say
well, about us? Well, what do you things? Think people would say about us? What are three things they know about us?
I don't know what people would say about us.
I think I have three.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think three things people would say about us. Is that one, we love the Lord. We believe in Jesus Christ. And we are, that's kind of core to our foundation in some of the decisions that we make in life. Two, that we love to travel. And then the third one, I think they may say about us, is that we believe in generous living. So we take what's given to us and we try to benefit others through that. As well.
You think people would say that about us?
Yeah, I do. What do you think? Have you thought of it anymore?
The first two I think are right.
What would you think about the last one? Do you have a different one?
I would hope that they would say that we're fun.
That's a good one too. I'm trying to think of things that would like supersede us that someone else would say this is how they've impacted my life. Maybe that we're wise? I don't think so. Maybe you being wise.
Yeah, I'm not sure what people would say. I just don't know that people see us as generous.
Really? You don't think generous? I mean, generous doesn't have to do with just money. It could also be with our time, with leading other people. And we do both of those things.
Maybe.
Maybe humble would be a better one.
We are so
humble. Humble. Yeah. No. Okay, so maybe scratch generous. We'll think of something else and we can come back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I just don't like that. I'm just not good at talking about that.
Generosity?
No.
Our values.
Ourselves. Yeah.
This is going to be a really hard podcast.
In that way, that's just like a, I don't know.
It's more or less talking about something together.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it that way. Because I don't think that that's too hard for us to talk about, right?
Maybe not.
Okay. Well, we'll work on it. Because I think in the future, we'll end up talking about other things, but we'll talk about it together.
Yeah. Like,
what do you think about this? What do I think about this?
Yeah, I think that's good. So the main reason we wanted to do this podcast, I think, is to just talk about our lives as we plan to move overseas, kind of keep a record of things that we're thinking about, the processes that we're going through in order to make our move. It's something that we've planned to do for a long time, moving, not the podcast, but and when we're moving, we're going to have to go through things that we think would be helpful for us to remember. And there's some ways that you can do that by like writing a blog or journaling. We're going to try doing a podcast.
Yeah, I like writing sometimes. I'm not the best writer, but I think sometimes just talking it out would be a great option. Plus, it would be good for us just to sit down and have a topic and talk through things together and see where we're at on things.
Yeah.
So another reason we've talked about starting this podcast is just to share with friends and families our updates and our experiences as we move. It can be anything from a cool day trip that we took in the city or sharing experiences about the city that we are going to live in or just life things and just some thoughts that are going through our heads, just like what you said, Jason.
Yeah, and we have some friends who are moving overseas in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, they put out a video of them just kind of talking, and we liked it. And we thought, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So we thought, well, what's another creative way that we can share without someone having to read another email thread? And we thought, well, why not?
A podcast they won't listen to.
Well, maybe. We'll see. So another like third reason that we talked about starting this is just to encourage others who might be thinking about doing the same thing. So we have found ourselves to be somewhat of the unique sort of desiring to move internationally. We do live in a small town here in Iowa, and there are people who are internationally minded, but they might not have the same goals of moving that way. We're pretty fortunate to have a group of people who are also looking at moving overseas. And so we've had a good community, but this is for other people out there who may not have that community. So this is a way to encourage you as well, that you can do this, and we can share maybe some tools of how we got to be where we're at in order to move overseas.
Another reason why is just a little project for Katie and I to do together and share our quality time.
This one's way more for me than it is for you. Yeah,
one of Katie's love languages is quality time. And so this gives us something to do together.
Yeah. If you've ever read The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman.
I don't know.
We'll include it in the show notes. Yeah, it's a great book about five ways that people generally feel loved, and how you can maybe be portraying a love language to your spouse, thinking, oh, this is the way that I'll show them how they should feel loved because that's how I feel loved. But they're not always the same. So Jason's isn't necessarily quality time. Something else might be more. Like there's physical touch. There's several other ones. I can't remember all of them.
Service,
affirmation. Gifts,
words of affirmation.
Yeah. Right. And so one of my big ones is quality time. And so this is just a shared project that we can do together as we're moving.
Yeah. And probably the last reason why is that we would like to have maybe a record for our kids to listen to someday. We currently don't have any children, but we hope to and plan to one day. And I think it would be fun for them to have some sort of record of what their parents were like before they had kids and kind of growing up. So, hello, children.
It's creepy. When you said record, I was thinking, oh, remember when our parents actually had records? Like, what's going to be the next thing? But
yeah, this, not like that.
Yeah, no, just digital files and talking about how we got to be where we're at.
Hello?
Hi, is Jason there?
This is he.
I'm a volunteer with Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm not going to take much of your time this evening. I just have a really quick question about the Iowa caucus coming up on February 1st. Senator Sanders is running as a Democrat and hopes to win the party nomination in Iowa. I'm supporting Bernie because George Spear and Congress has been consistently standing up for working Americans. When you caucus on February 1st, can Bernie count on your support?
No, he cannot.
So, shall I put you down as another party voter?
Yes, that would be correct.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cool. Well, children, just so you know, for the future, we are not fans of Bernie Sanders.
Yes, hopefully you have no idea who he is.
Yeah. So, that would be a political party. What are those people?
Candidate.
Yeah, no, not candidates, but the people who call. The campaign people calling to ask if you're going to support people.
We can cut that whole part out.
I thought
it was going to be like a recorded call instead of some giggly girl who wasn't even really paying attention.
She was not paying attention, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. 0-1 for you, Bernie Sanders. You might need to get some new people.
Hello, children.
Hello. Who's this podcast for, Jason?
Well, as we already talked about, it's for family and friends to listen and hear what we're up to in kind of a more packaged way than just calling them.
Or FaceTiming.
Skyping. Google Hangouts. Whatever the kids are into these days.
Yeah, iMessages now that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we also hope that this is for people who care about us and maybe just want to keep up with us. I guess that would still be counted as friends, but
yeah,
it could also be people who don't necessarily know who we are, but know of us and want to kind of, yeah.
Keep in touch. People who aren't friends.
We're pretty friendly people.
And then lastly, for people who maybe don't even know us, but are interested in doing something similar to us, if somehow they hear about this podcast and listen to it.
Right. So if you're listening to this and you don't know us, but you stumbled across it, then we can talk about.
And leave a review on iTunes.
Cut that. Great. So let's talk about what the format of our show will be. This podcast will be more of a lifestyle and travel podcast. It could evolve. We might have some series about where we're living or about different topics of moving overseas or transitioning. But right now, it's just going to be about topics that we want to talk about and maybe what's happening in our lives. We should be doing this podcast every other week.
Yeah, something like that.
So we'll see how it goes this first time. And the length will be around 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, or more or less.
Yeah, we're new to this, so we're just going to see how it goes.
And yeah, I know it sounds like we're experts at recording podcasts.
But there's a lot we edit out.
Maybe. We'll see. We've never done it before. This whole thing might be scratched.
Cool. So what are we going to talk about? Our lives, travel, moving overseas, and what is important to us.
I'm sure we'll talk about lots of other things as well.
Maybe our future kids.
Hello, children.
Oh my gosh. Stop that. I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, for an intro. It's not too bad.
Anything else you want to say?
Hello, children.
Stop. Our next episode, we don't have topics for, but maybe we will by the time we record it.
And so we're going to post this podcast on our website, funktravels.com, which will have other things that we write and about us that you can read about and learn more about.
That's right. And we'll have some show notes up there. So maybe a couple of things that we talked about as well, if they were a little scattered on here. So if you enjoyed our podcast, let us know. You can comment on the show notes or send us an email via our website contact page and let us know what you think.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.